everybody. How's it going? My name is Claire Bartlett, and you're watching and listening to Me and My Racket. And today on the show, we have Elizabeth Beaver. Elizabeth, how are you doing?
Good, Claire. How are you?
Great. I'm good. Thank you. Well, hey, I wanted to read a quick bio of yours before we get into our questions. So everybody, Elizabeth is the junior team tennis coordinator for USTA Georgia. She rediscovered tennis in 2021 and started getting more involved with playing and volunteering. And now here she is working for USTA Georgia. A few fun facts, and we'll dive into some of these a little deeper later. She's born in South Korea. She has been to over 30 countries, and she has held her level one certification through the Court of Master Sommelier. So Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Well, what's going on in your world? What have you been up to? How are things going?
Things are going really well. We're entering the winter season for tennis right now, so things are getting a little quiet before we dive into the holidays.
Yeah, it gets a little cold in the south anyway. Well, cool. Well, hey, I want to hear about your tennis story and like in your life story too, like how you came to tennis and kind of your experience there and what led you up to this point. So you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It's a very random story. such is life, maybe. So I grew up in Minnesota. I was there for the first 3 years of my life. And I actually had only ever played tennis in like a by a class in like eighth grade for one unit. That was it. But soccer was my sport year round for about 18 years. I was really into that. And we had a great group of girls that played together for most of those years. So we had a really strong team. So it was just all about soccer growing up. The people didn't really play tennis in Minnesota. Like it was around, but there was more of a focus on like hockey and basketball and football. So then my studies were focused on international development. And my professional background was actually in wine and hospitality and events. So none of that really pointed to tennis, but work brought me, afforded me great opportunities to leave Minnesota. And I worked in DC and Boston. And then that's what brought me down to Atlanta was managing a restaurant group. And so very roundabout way, but yeah. The pandemic, I feel like a fair amount of people kind of took perspective on their lives and kind of maybe shifted a little bit. And yeah. I was definitely one of them. So I've always liked watching tennis, but usually just like the Grand Slams. And then during the pandemic, I just always had Tennis Channel on. I found something really soothing about it, like the commentary and just, it's just so much different than like NFL announcers, you know?
Right.
So it was really, I don't know, it was very calming to my soul during those that time in the world. Yeah. But I had never really picked up a racket, and I don't even know what like inspired me to do so, but I grabbed a couple from Walmart and I found a friend and we went out, and then I don't know, things just kind of snowballed in a really like serendipitous way. And I saw USTA Atlanta's Instagram and they were doing a women's singles ladder, and I was like, why the heck not? And so I signed up and I just started playing like multiple matches a week. And I found the Atlanta Tennis Players Facebook group and I found random friends to play with. And I just became obsessed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you remember the first, like you said, you just grabbed some balls and racket and like got a friend. Like, do you remember the first facility you went to? Was it a public facility or?
Yeah, we went to, what is it? It's down by Little Five Points. I can't remember the name of the park. It's a public park, but it's really small. And
yeah.
It was horrible, like, thinking back on it. You know, the first touches you get on a ball, like, you think you have to, like, touch it a lot harder than you do. And it was just
right. Things fly and things happen. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, and I remember when you came to Atlanta Open. You know, it was a couple years ago. Well, a year ago, but yeah, I remember you.
Well, I met you right at the time.
Yeah. And then, 6 months later, here you are. So.
It was totally random. That was I think they were promoting it on Instagram. They needed volunteers, and that was another like, why the heck not moment. And I just applied to volunteer, and then I was a part of the tournament ambassador team, and that's when I met you at the USTA Georgia booth, and then a job opening happened a couple months later, and here we are.
That's so cool. Very cool. Well, so what's happening with JTT at the moment? Like, what's going on statewide? What are the, future plans for the new year?
So, we actually just had a marketing meeting the other day, so we're just spitballing ideas. Junior Tennis Apprentice is a really big push that we're trying to make. It's been published on our website for a while, but I think a lot of the community tennis associations, like their junior programming is still like looking to pick up a little bit, so they're not putting as much of a focus on it as they could. So it's exciting that there's a lot more traction that could be made there. We get a lot more kids interested if they knew about it, and just to get a racket in their hands for the first time, and then hopefully they'll fall in love with it and make friends and want to keep playing with them and then join JTT.
Yeah, well, and JTT is so great because there's like I know it's different in different parts of the country, different states and cities even, but it's just so great because a lot of people, like kids and parents that I talk to, are like, I train and stuff, but I want to meet other kids and parents that are doing the same thing and like play against different people, and so it's just a great like uniter, I think, for a lot of the kids and the parents.
Absolutely. And I feel like team sports is such an important there's such an important developmental component to that when you're growing up. And with tennis, I'm learning like you don't have that.
Right. Yeah, there's a need for a team aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. Well, so going back to your tennis game, because I'm interested about that. So what is your like biggest thing? Like, what do you enjoy most about tennis? And then what are some of the challenges and things you look to improve on?
I gave this a lot of thought.
Yeah.
So, my favorite thing about it, which is so surprising, like to myself, is like I feel like I heard a long time ago that you should find whether it's a thing in life, like a hobby or a career or something, but that you enjoy the process of it. And honestly, I don't think I've ever found something that I've enjoyed the process of until tennis. Like I'm very like end goal, like results driven kind of a person. And obviously, the first time you play tennis, you're not going to be great at it.
Yeah.
There's too many components on. And but that's one of the things I love is that you can constantly be improving and evolving because there's so many different moving parts at any given moment. And I think I was like 0-15 that first ladder season, but I was loving it because I was still getting better than I was the last time. And I think that's what matters.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. And then, are you working on anything like just as far as like, do you have any personal goals about like improving your forehand or like getting your serve harder? Like, do you have anything like that that you think about when you're playing?
I started taking lessons about a month and a half ago, and so we're working on a lot of different things, which
Yeah.
kind of, you have a million thoughts rattling in your head during a match, and so things can go a little haywire.
Yeah.
But we're working on footwork, leaning into my shots with my body weight instead of being really leaning back, which I have a habit of doing. And my coach changed my grip on my backhand because I do a single backhand, and he changed my grip on my serve. So there's more pop on it, but it's going to take some getting used to for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a test in your patience when you're changing a lot of things because like, or you trust, the person hopefully that, okay, like they know what they're talking about and I'm gonna, like, this is gonna get me better in the long run, but it's hard in the short term because, like you're saying, like different grips and stuff, it's a big change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well,
Oh yeah. Gotta suffer through it for a little while till it clicks.
you froze up for a second. What did you say?
Sorry, it froze up. Are we
Yeah.
good now? Can you?
Yeah,
Okay,
we're
sorry, what did you say?
no, so I was just gonna say, like, to shift a little bit away from tennis, what do you like to do when you're not like in administration like you are now, or when you're not playing tennis? What are your hobbies and interests?
I mean, I try to get out in nature a lot. I just like whether it's like walking or hiking, and it's like beautiful right now too with all the leaves changing. But just like being outside is really important to me. And then like you stated earlier, I've been to a lot of different places in the world. So like I'd say my strongest passion is traveling, like basically anywhere new. I mean, the world is huge. There's so much to experience, but anywhere that they don't speak English as their native tongue is like my jam.
Where you're going.
I just want to be thrown out of my element and like off balance and out of my comfort zone. And yeah.
Cool. Do you have any plans to go anywhere this year or next year that you haven't been? Like anywhere you haven't been?
Not as of right now. I did a lot of traveling the last few months. I was in Paris like 2 weeks ago for about 10 days.
Nice. Yeah.
And I went with a friend of mine, and it was just, we'd both been there before, so it was nice to not have a plan. And also out of character for me because I am a planner. So it was nice to just kind of wander and eat and wander and eat.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's fun. Well,
Yeah.
cool. Well, okay, so we're gonna get into a few rapid fire questions. So if you could have dinner with one to three people dead or alive, who would it be?
Alive or dead or alive?
Dead or alive, doesn't matter. Or a fictional
Okay,
person.
I missed the dead part. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah,
It's fictional.
it could
Oh.
be imaginary, like yeah.
So I've heard people ask this question before, and I've always just like drawn a complete blank, but this made me think today, so thank you for that. My paternal grandmother passed away like 13 years before I was born, and so I've only seen pictures of her, so I think that would be really neat to meet her and have a conversation. And then also I am adopted, so I think it would be really interesting to meet my birth mother, and I probably have siblings out there that I have no idea about, so I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be. All right. And then what's some of the best advice you've ever been given?
I heard this one about a year ago. What is meant for you will not miss you. And I've just really taken that to heart.
Great. All right. A surprising fact about yourself?
Well, we covered it, but I'm adopted. I mean, I guess you wouldn't assume that about someone just looking at them.
Right. And then what's one thing about the future that keeps you up at night?
There's nothing really. I sleep well.
Oh, that's awesome. It's funny. I get a lot of different responses on that question, but that's the first, like, I sleep well, so I'm glad
Oh,
you sleep well. Man. What are you reading, watching, or listening to right now?
so a book that I just started is called Lighter by Young Pueblo, and then a podcast that I'm always listening to is Glennon Doyle's and what's her name? Abby Wambach. It's
Yeah.
called We Can Do Hard Things. It's fantastic.
I've heard about that one. I haven't checked it out yet, but I've heard it's a good one.
Definitely should.
What is one thing that makes you jump out of bed in the morning? Do the inverse of the other question.
So I really look forward to my morning routine, as cheesy as that sounds. It's like I feel like it sets the tone for your day. So like this is gonna sound woo-woo, but like I meditate and try to get in some movement, and I love like the ritual of like coffee in the morning and journaling. Just I like to start my day like that, and I look forward to
Yeah.
it.
Oh yeah, no, and that doesn't sound woo-woo. I take ice baths and do breathing the same, so I'm with you there.
Oh heck
Well,
yeah.
hey, is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to talk about, or anything you want to say about JCT or give any shout outs? This is your time to promote and chat.
Just the, if you're listening and you are, if you have anything to do with children, if you're a teacher, if you're a coach, if you're a parent, and you think tennis might be something that you have kids in your life that would be interested in, please email me. My email, can I give my email?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I'll yeah, go ahead and give it. I'll type it out too so
Gonna
people
post it too. Okay, cool. So it's Beaver, like the animal. Beaver@ustgeorgia.com. Just shoot me an email and I can put you in touch with the closest community tennis association to you, and we'll get you set up with their junior team tennis coordinator and get your kids playing.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for coming on. Really enjoyed chatting today. And always enjoy
Thanks for
seeing you
having me.
in real life. Too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, and thanks to our listeners, viewers, and followers. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all the things. We're there, and anywhere you find your podcast too. And we will see you soon. Have a great day. Bye.